Chapter 18, Personal Letters.
Writing is a skill. Writing effectively requires clarity of thought, and being concise is also a very important point to look into. Letters calling for interview. Applicants are selected on the basis of the presentation of the application, qualifications and qualities. When we talk of applicants being selected, it means that there is a confirmation from an employer to an employee through written communication confirming that he has been selected to work for a particular designation in that organization. When we talk of application, the form which is filled has all the details, academic details, various details put forward in the form. Questions such as short-term goals, long-term goals of the candidate are also put forward at times. The letter mentions the name of the post, the place, the date and time of the interview. Whenever an individual is called for an interview, the name of the post, what has he applied for, the date, time and place, as to where does he have to reach for the interview. After the interview, the selected candidate is informed by a letter and asked to report at the office to take the appointment letter. This is only in case if the individual has cleared all the necessary rounds as far as the interview is concerned and he has been selected. Other candidates who were interviewed but not selected are sent a letter informing them that the post has been filled so that they may not keep waiting. Today, we often send emails so that communication is faster as compared to a letter which may be sent by post. This depends from organization to organization whether they want to inform the candidate that the post has been filled so they may not keep waiting. Generally, it is assumed that within the next 2-3 days, the second round of interview may follow. So, if there is a long gap, it depends on the organization and maybe to an extent on the individual if he or she is keen on knowing what has happened or transpired as far as his interview is concerned. Appointment letters. Letters given by the employer to the employee are legal documents. Date of appointment of taking charge of the post, confirmation, promotion, resignation and termination of service are important deciding factors in computing the amount due to the employee when the appointment comes to an end. What is an appointment letter? It is ideally a form of written communication whereby there is surety that he has been absorbed or taken in to work in that organization. The date of appointment of taking charge of the post. When do they expect the candidate to start working? The date. But all these details, the confirmation, promotion, resignation are important factors so that when an individual decides to leave, all these aspects are looked into. It is advisable not to sign the acceptance of any letter until the details of the appointment letter are examined and found satisfactory. So, it is extremely important that we read all the rules, regulations, policies of the organization. It is extremely important that when we have to sign the acceptance letter that we have been accepted by them for a particular designation, we go through all the details and then agree to sign. Appointment letters. What do they contain? Name of the post, very important. Scale of pay and rate of increment. When we talk of increment, it is an increase in the amount, of course, of the package or salary. Sometimes it may be a percent or a percentage of the overall salary or package. Basic salary to be given to the particular person. Allowances applicable. House rent allowance, for example. Dearness allowance. Date on which the person is expected to take charge of the post. So, a complete detail as to when will the person start, what will be the basic pay, what about the allowances which the company is willing to offer to him or her. Provident fund, pension and gratuity benefits applicable to the post. Lot of organizations do provide provident fund and gratuity. Gratuity ideally motivates a person to stay and work for longer years. When you talk of provident fund, a small portion of the salary is deducted and is put into the government provident fund office so that at a later stage, the person can get a lump sum amount. Period of probation. When you talk of probation, it means that the person is there or was there for a stipulated time. Can be 1 year, few months, and thus is not permanent since the person is on probation. Period of termination notice. If the person is on probation of a year, then the appointment letter will have the date as to when the person will complete a year. So all these 8 points are of great importance as far as an appointment letter is concerned. Warning memo. What is a memo? Memo is a form of communication within an organization. When we talk of a memo, the full word is memorandum. A written memo is never issued without previous oral warning. Take for example, in your organization, Mr. X doesn't come on time. You have observed this since the last few weeks. Take for example, in your organization, Mr. X is irregular as far as attending or coming to work is concerned. You realize that he's not been coming regularly to work. If he does come to work, he comes in late. So, before giving written communication or before issuing a memo, there is face-to-face communication. And if this behavior from Mr. X is consistent, then it can lead to oral warning. Whereby there is a warning given to him. Actually, Mr. X should inform the organization or the people in the organization about his irregular attendance. Mr. X should ideally give in written communication what is the problem since he has not been regular to work. But since this is not The situation, sorry, but since this has not happened, Then comes oral warning. It is not a threat or dismissal. When we are talking of a warning memo, it is not a threat or dismissal from service. It states firmly that better work or behavior is expected. We are not telling the person to quit or leave. We are telling the person that we expect him or her to be regular as far as work is concerned, to be on time as far as work is concerned, and to live up to deadlines as far as completion of tasks or achieving goals and objectives are concerned. So, it states firmly that better work or behavior is expected, and that unless there is an improvement, increment or promotion may be withheld. His or her increment or promotions will depend on or how he works effectively, how efficient he is as far as work is concerned, and also achieving the goals and objectives within the required time. Layoff. The decision of layoff is taken only after careful The decision of layoff is taken only after careful analysis of alternatives like retraining and transfer options. When we talk of layoffs, that means you ideally are looking into ways and means to asking the person to quit or leave. That means somewhere, when we talk of layoffs, it is probably a situation which can take place during a recession where cost cutting comes into picture. So the organization has no choice but to ask people to quit or leave. It is done owing to a loss of business, as we just discussed, restructuring or recognition of other business requirements. Take for example, in your organization, one department is going to close down. There is an employee who's worked in your organization since the last few years, and he is in this department which is going to close down. So, what is the option you can have for someone like him? Maybe you transfer him to another department. Maybe you provide him training so that he at least stays in the organization even though that particular department is closed down or will close down. So, restructuring or recognition or other business requirements. When we talk of layoffs, all these points are important. So it is very crucial that when we talk of a subject or a topic like layoffs, we need to understand that various options are always looked into before we ask someone to leave. Each layoff may be considered separately on the basis of the employee's seniority, contract terms, transition support needs. We look into all the needs of the employee. We look into ideally his seniority. He's been there for how long? And very important, the contract terms. Because we would not like to violate the contract terms. Layoff. It includes the date from which the employee is to be relieved of the post. Name of the post held. Reason of termination and information about payment dues. That means when an individual is probably asked to leave, maybe his services are terminated, maybe there's resignation given through, maybe there's a resignation letter. So various ways whereby the person will no longer be with the organization. So very important that the date from which the employee is to be relieved of the post. Then we of course have to have the name of the post. Reason of termination. Sometimes it may be due to malpractice. So the reasons have to be put forward, and very specific reasons. And information about payment dues, if at all any. An expression of regret and appropriation, an expression of regret and appreciation of services is necessary. Depending what the reason for the layoff is, an expression of regret and appreciation of services should be put forward. Discharge. Proper documentation is essential to ensure that the dismissal is legally tenable. That means when an organization has to ask a person to leave, there has to be proper documentation. A confirmed employee's services can be terminated only after inefficiency, negligence, or malpractice. If the contract period says that his services or her services may be valid for one more year, but in the meanwhile, it came to the notice of the organization that there was some negligence on his part or her part, for example, breach of duty, then if there is proof, it is important that all the documents are in place and thus the person can be asked to leave. Sometimes organizations have that kind of terms and conditions. Sometimes organizations do have those kind of policies whereby the person's services can be terminated immediately. So it varies from organization to organization. Notice of termination. The body of the letter has four parts. Identify the letter as a termination notification and give the reason of issuing the letter. What is the reason for asking the person or telling the person that his services are terminated? Summary of facts supporting the disciplinary action. When we say summary of facts, all the details put forward there, supporting what the organization has done. That means to terminate his services. Notification that the letter will be placed in the employee's personal file. The company will have a record of these details. And notice of right to appeal the dismissal. Generally, the person can have a right to appeal within the next 7 days. And then what will be the final outcome based on his appeal and how the organization then thus handles it. Voluntary termination, resignation or retirement. Resignation/retirement. The letter of resignation indicating the last day of work is usually to be submitted to the immediate supervisor, and a copy is forwarded to the HR department. That means the immediate supervisor will get a copy and the HR department. An exit interview is scheduled when a resignation letter is received. When you talk of an exit interview, questions like what did the employee value most in this organization? What are the various areas whereby this organization needs to improve? So all suggestions are welcome.
We've completed chapter 18. Thank you.